Since 1997, Soul Radio has been changing lives. From uplifting to unexplained, talking about breaking chains. Don't you know? News for the soul. Don't you know? News for the soul.
Next on the News for the Soul Radio Network, it's time for Miracle Messages with Karen Paolino. Having overcome cancer, divorce, and the death of her sister, Karen is a relatable, caring intuitive who coaches clients to ignite their magnificence. Here's Karen now.
Okay, Karen, I got your line live. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Awesome. Welcome. And like I was just telling you in the screening room, I'm having a weird challenge with my line. I keep getting dropped, so I never know how long I'm going to be on here today. So catch us up on what's new and whatever okay. Your hot topic is for today.
Okay, what I wanted to talk about is, you know, I asked Spirit to guide me to what was in the highest and greatest good. You know, a big part of my mission and my purpose is to empower others to recognize their divine potential within. And I love to share divine messages, and I'll do that in the call. But I also like to empower others to find their own true magnificence. And one thing that I've really been working with clients, matter of fact, we have a retreat coming up in May that's centered all around this. It's called Who Am I? Where Am I Going? And aligning yourself with your divine plan and purpose, because I have so many people that come searching for that joy, that purpose, their fulfillment. What is my divine purpose? What is my next step? And, you know, I myself am in the midst of transition because I have been asking my soul, I've been asking my guides, my angelic team, show me, you know, my prayer has been, how can I joyfully make a positive and profound difference in the world? And that brings me joy, that brings me fulfillment. I feel when you follow your heart and your soul, when you align with your divine self, then abundance, prosperity, opportunities, everything that we're searching for, it's almost like you become that vibration, and it's the path just opens up, and you are the magnet of attraction for people coming into your life, opportunities, support, finances, time, whatever's needed. But it takes an enormous amount of courage to say, I'm going to live in joy. I'm going to live in purpose. And I've been, you know, setting that intention. And recently, you know, I have a spiritual center in Pembroke, Mass, and it's grown tremendously over the past 6.5 years. We expanded our space 3 years ago, doubled it, and it's continued to do well. But there are complications in the building. I'm with a full-service spa, and the sacred space and the sound has been compromised because she's growing her business and I've been growing my business. So I really was resistant because I just signed a 3-year lease back in July. I was resistant to letting go of this beautiful, magnificent space I have. And it's only 3 minutes from my house. But Spirit kept showing me, the universe kept showing me, I was hitting resistance, trying everything to hold on, stay in the same place, not face change. And then about a month ago, I went to the center to work, and I couldn't get my key in the door. The locks weren't changed or anything. I could not open the door. And I looked up to my divine guidance, and I just said, are you kidding me? Like, all right already. I get it. And, you know, there are many of us in transition now. And yes. I feel like just pay attention, whoever's on the call. Are you resisting that through fear or change, are you resisting where your soul is guiding you? Where your joy is pulling you? Where your passion is guiding you? Because when we resist, it's really out of fear. And when we finally surrender and start to step into that divine plan that we're asking for, or, you know, that's your first step, is show me my divine plan. Show me my divine path. Show me the highest expression of my soul on this human experience. And it's been amazing since I finally said, all right. And the transition of giving my 60-day notice, which she easily and effortlessly let me out of my lease. I feel like she was relieved. She could grow her business now. And the universe and my soul and my angelic team is saying it's time to move on. You are doing many things that are joyful and prosperous, but there's also things that I've grown to do that I have to do and I'm supposed to do. And, you know, I've always been in service of helping others, but my soul's asking what is going to make me happy, what's going to bring me joy. And now it's about stepping into the void and asking every day, show me, guide me, direct me, and trusting that if I follow my heart, I follow my intuitive guidance, that the next steps are going to be shown, which they already are. But I have to have the courage to follow my passion, my joy, my purpose, and also keep affirming, how may I joyfully make a positive and profound difference in the world. So it's so interesting, because, you know, when you start shifting, I'm sure you can understand this, Nicole, when you start, you know, stepping into this and walking the path of your divine self, people are attracted to you that want to do the same. And, you know, I feel that there are many people in transition, and some people are in transition now because their soul is given, I call it the cosmic boot, where we can't make changes ourselves. So then the universe says, well, if you're not going to make the change, or your soul says, you know, you're really not in alignment right now, then all of a sudden either, you know, it could be a relationship ends, it could be a job shift, it could be, you know, financial challenges where you need to simplify and redirect yourself. There's so many different, I've been through, you know, as the intro said, you know, been through the shift of divorce. And everyone, if I look back, were they challenging? Did I have to have courage? Did I have to heal going through the process? Absolutely. But it always brought me to a higher place within myself. The death of my sister, the cancer, you know. Now I can look back and see the blessings in disguise, but certainly going through it, it's scary. And I'm not going to deny that it's not uncomfortable, and it's especially when you're walking into the void. But I have to tell you, when you open up to your divine plan, when you open up to your divine purpose, there's excitement. There's anticipate. There's a sense of, wow, I'm free to really commit now to my soul, to commit to my divine plan. And I have to tell you, you know, I teach, you don't have to do it alone. And I have, you know, one thing that people relate to me is, you know, when I went through my spiritual transformation almost 20 years ago, I wasn't on any type of spiritual path. I didn't feel connected in any way. So my teachings are, if I can do it, you can do it. So if I can feel this divine support around me, and I can call on the angels, guides, my higher self to guide me and say, just show me today what I need to know, or show me the next step to take. And some of the things I've been asking is, if I'm headed in the wrong direction, reroute me. And I've been rerouted a couple times because I have been impatient. I get anxious. Oh, no, what if I do wait and hold back? What's going to happen? But every day, if I tune in, if I stop to breathe, if I stop to ask, if I meditate, if I just take a walk and listen, I'm being guided, and that's the excitement. I'm not alone doing this. So I feel that it was important for me to bring this, and I would love not only to open up the calls to readings and divine guidance, but also to coach, you know, do some a little life coaching for people that may be in transition right now. And I have to tell you, my safety net right now is knowing that my divine support is around me. So knowing that Archangel Michael is guiding me, knowing that I'm asking for courage, the Blessed Mother is my main guide, and asking her, show me the sign, you know, guide me, show me. And so there's so much support for all of us, but don't forget, the biggest thing you've got to do is ask. And then our job is to tune in, connect with our higher guidance, connect with our soul, listen to our intuition. And when you're on your divine path, when you're in alignment, it's as if your intuition opens up and you start attuning and your senses start attuning to your divine self. And then you're guided within and around you, and somehow magically things start to line up or fall in place to guide you. And I can't, you know, there's so many things that have been happening since I made this decision. One, the opening up of, you know, my passion is to speak, teach, and share. So all of a sudden, where I have all these responsibilities of managing the center and also doing my work at the center and doing my work at other places and speaking and teaching, the passion of what I want, that's the speaking and teaching and traveling, started to open up. So it's like, okay, when you can finally let go and let go of resistance, then you allow your highest path to be revealed. So, you know, I know that I teach through experience, and sometimes the experience, I'm in the midst of it. Sometimes it's experience from past either challenges or opportunities or enlightenments, but I feel that's the best way I can share and inspire is to teach from experience. So now my experience is unfolding, and I know based on my trust in divine guidance and my trust in a deepened trust in myself that I'm not alone and I will be guided every step of the way.
Neat. Well, something's helping us today because even though I'm on the crappy backup line, I haven't been cut off since we've started connecting. So that's something.
Well, I did have Spirit to help you when you mentioned that. I'm like, just work with us, okay?
Well, I appreciate that because I was panicking. All right. Well, we've got callers. Why don't we start? Take your time with each caller just in case I go into another universe again periodically. Okay. But so far, so good. And good topic today. Let's go to 508 first and see how we can help them. What's your first name and where are you calling from? Area code 508. Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Hi.
my name is Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Could
How
you relate
you?
To the topic so far?
Absolutely, yes. Yep.
Do you want to share anything?
No. I have had a death, quite a while ago. My daughter passed away. I lost my job just recently, and so that's been difficult. So it's been a difficult sort of, I lost my job after 18 years. It went to India, and so, you know, I'm at the point where I'm at a crossroad.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So, Gail, you know, as you were, you know, I'm so sorry to hear about your daughter. I can't even imagine. And you know what's so interesting is the first card that I picked for you is the Blessed Mother. And the Blessed Mother, it's amazing because, you know, I just like, because I picked the card before you said anything, and I'm like, oh, no wonder she's with her, because she knows what it's like to lose a child. And so that's a transition that, you know, death is a transition that nobody really wants to go through and dreads in many ways. And, you know, what I've discovered, and again, everybody's experience is different, but what I've realized that when I lost my sister and it was sudden, it was like I feel many times our loved ones that leave, especially those are closest to us, pass along a gift of some type of rebirth for us to emerge into. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes, it does. Yeah. She left two children as well, so that was difficult as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, you lost your job, and that these are all, it feels like I keep seeing the role of mother is redefined, and then the role of working is redefined. I have to share with you, and I feel the Blessed Mother is really going to help you with this, Gail, but I feel like these transitions and what you're going through is bringing you back to yourself. Do you understand this?
And I think so.
Okay, so just follow me for a second. And so now, you know, when there's this void, when there's a huge void, which there's a huge void for you, it's almost like, who am I? Exactly what the title of our retreat and these classes that I've been teaching, who am I and where am I going? Like, who am I now? Mm-hmm. And what feels like I keep getting these hands coming back to you, to your heart, what can you focus on that would take care of you now, that would bring you some sense of joy and purpose? And that, again, that's something that you might not have the answer, but it might be a journey for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yep, I think so.
Because, you know, your cards to go along this, again, the deck that I use, I'm using two decks right now, but one of the decks that I use, it's the God, Goddess, I'm going to probably mess it up, but God, Goddess, and Angel deck from Tony Carmine Salerno. It might be Angel, God, Goddess deck, I'm not sure. But there's maybe two images in the deck, maybe three images of the Blessed Mother. And it's like, I have to tell you, in the image, and I'm getting this message really strong, she's praying for you right now, Gail. She wants to help you. And the card said, ask the universe and the angels and the Blessed Mother for help and guidance. So it's almost like, and I feel this energy. And again, I just did a workshop this past Saturday, The Gifts of the Blessed Mother. And she, and I'll give this to everyone on the call, but in the meditation she came to, and I see this very clearly for you, it's almost like she wants you to rest in her arms right now, and there's this blue energy of trust being surrounded by you. But I feel like she is going to guide you, but I keep getting you, this is a time where you're soul searching and asking, what's going to make me happy? What's going to bring me joy, even through all this darkness. And your other card is the waves of prosperity, new abundance and exciting opportunities wash over you. So there is opportunity there. There is openness. And I, for some reason, I feel like the minute you hit spring, I don't know why I'm being shown spring, but it's almost like new beginnings. Mm-hmm. And, but I'm just going to say this once again. I feel this so strongly, and I feel a real sense urge to say, you've got to persevere with this. You're really going to have to want it and desire it in order for it to occur. I don't know if you have to rush back into work, but I'm hearing you still need some time.
Exactly.
And
yeah, absolutely.
And you're going to get what you, so that's confirmation for you. You're going to get what you need, but you need some time right now. And honor that, because you will look back, and if you really take this time to heal and nurture and find yourself, you're going to look back and say, thank you for this gift. So don't rush to make things happen, because I feel like you still need time.
Yeah, I had a stroke at the beginning of the year as well. and that
You know why? It's too much for you.
Yes. Yep.
It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to bring yourself back to you.
Right. Right.
All right. So I hope you take these messages and the love of Mary and work with her. I feel like I was raised Jewish, and I have a beautiful story about the Blessed Mother. But, I mean, I felt humbled when she was coming to me in meditation, but I was like, I couldn't believe she was coming to me. I'm like, what are you doing here in my meditation? I'm like, aren't there a lot of Catholic people looking for you? Why are you coming to me? But, you know, she taught me about unconditional love, and she taught me how to bring that unconditional love back to myself. And I feel like she wants to do the same for you.
Thank you very much.
You are so welcome.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing, too.
All right. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling. Boy, that's lots of challenges in one go, isn't it?
It's just, you think, how much can we handle, but honestly, I know this, but it's hard to understand. There is truth in that saying, you know, God doesn't give you more than you can handle. And I feel when somebody like Gail, her soul is choosing to really focus here in this lifetime and evolve to other levels that, you know, may not be possible when your soul's in that place of oneness. So, you know, I really feel like she's going to be supported. We can be supported, Nicole. I know you can understand this, and I'm feeling this so strong. We can be supported, but we have to support ourselves. It's a co-creation. We can't just say, take care of me. We have to take care of ourselves, too.
Mm-hmm. True. That is very true. Wow. Let's see if we're in keeping with the theme that you started at the top of the hour. Let's go to 207 next, 757 Erie New Wings. 207, what's your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Karen. My name is Sue and I'm calling from Scituate.
Hi, Sue.
How are you?
Good. How are you? So tell me how, what stirred up for you or what ignited with you in you through the topic tonight?
Just all the change
that's
coming up.
I know, and that's how are you feeling in it for yourself?
I'm sort of getting used to the idea, but
you
at the same
time,
do you
have any resistance at all?
No. Uh-uh.
No. Good. Well, that keeps you more open for the change.
Yes, it does.
Okay, so I have to tell you, I definitely feel Archangel Michael really strong around you. And, you know, one of the things that I'm getting clearly for you is make sure you're honoring, it's really windy and stormy here. It's like the winds of change are blowing all around. I just feel Archangel Michael saying, hold your space right now, Sue. It feels like don't forget to set healthy boundaries for yourself to take care. Again, I think there's going to be, I can feel a theme unfolding here that take care of your needs, your desires, as much as you're nurturing and taking care of everyone. So it almost feels like Archangel Michael is just almost drawing a circle around you, and it's just representing hold your space. And the cards that I got for you tonight are you're being helped. Heaven is working behind the scenes to help you, even if you don't see the results yet. So it's almost like there's two energies I'm seeing, like frustration, like when is it all going to happen? Why can't I see it? And then I feel surrender into that energy of trust and allowing. And the other thing is, the other card, and this is a very deep card, it's called the God of Reflections. The qualities you see in others are simply your own reflections. So it's like you're drawing these very powerful spiritual people around you, and I'm getting this, again, Archangel Michael's coming in. But it's what's really going on a soul level for you is they are mirroring your potential, your divine magnificence. And what's interesting is I almost feel like you're supporting and nurturing everybody else's gifts, but I feel Archangel Michael is bringing you back to yourself to step into your purpose of taking your gifts and working your gifts and sharing your gifts to another level. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So it's, again, that's where I'm going back to that circle around you, and it really feels like hold your magnificence even when you see the magnificence of others. But I just get that something's going to happen in the next month that you're going to get be asked to do something or share your gifts, and a part of you is going to kind of pull back and resist, but you need to say yes.
Okay. I can
All
do
right.
that.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you,
Thank
Karen.
Thank you for who you are.
I appreciate you. I really do.
Thank you.
Thanks Bye-bye. For calling. Oh, so far, so good. I'm still with you here. 757 is going to be next. 863 is in the wings. So 757, you're live with Karen now. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Robin, and I'm calling from Hampton, Virginia.
Hi. Robin.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm going to share the same question with you. Can you tell me how did the sharing tonight, how did it resonate with you?
Unfortunately, I didn't hear the beginning of the show.
Oh.
Yeah. So I can't answer honestly because I didn't hear the beginning.
Yeah. So we were just talking about the shifts that are happening. And do you feel in alignment with your divine plan, meaning are you holding the space for yourself and do you feel things are flowing for you, unfolding, or are you resisting maybe making changes or resisting through fear right now?
I do feel that things are unfolding, but there's also there's some resistance in me because of fear,
okay.
You know, and, you know, looking at my my mind and heart and my ego as opposed to, you know, the listening to, you know, the divine. You know, I'm learning how to just sit still and just, you know, look for signs, and I see and I know for sure that the universe definitely sends you signs, and, you know, but you just have to open your eyes and not, you know, go forth and make, you know, and I think my problem is I question, is that really a sign for me to, you know, go forth and so forth, so.
You know, so let me support you on that because you have, you know, I chose cards for you, and you have very powerful cards, and I'll go through that in a minute. But let me just talk about that because a lot of people have that question, and it's really an important question. But I have to tell you that through my classes and the angel certification is when you talk about signs or when you talk about guidance, you know, one simple thing to ask to discern if it's coming from your ego, your personality, fear, or from divine guidance, your soul or love, is simple question. Do I feel love in this guidance or do I feel fear? Is this
okay.
coming from love? Is this coming for fear? It's a very simple, but it breaks it down. So if that sign really makes you feel good and there's like this spark and this aliveness, then you know it's coming from a higher place of love. If it sends you into confusion and chaos, then it's probably coming from resistance and fear.
Okay.
And so for me, when I think about divine guidance or guidance from my soul, one thing that I do is I kind of challenge my guidance. And so if I'm doubting or I'm questioning it, then I'll say, and you can do this as well, show me undeniable evidence or an undeniable sign that I can trust.
Okay.
And when I do that, it happens.
Okay.
Trust that guidance wants to support you, but you have, you know, but, and you can challenge guidance. So if you're questioning it, or the other thing is, this is a really good one, and this is what happens in my readings as well. When they repeat things three times or more, I know I better pay attention. So if you get something in threes, you really want to pay attention. Let's say you play with angel cards, okay? Let's say you pick the same cards all the time. You're picking the same cards because there's a message in that that you're not paying attention to or you're not getting.
Okay?
So you can challenge, and there's nothing wrong with challenging guidance. One, give me undeniable evidence or a sign to guide me. And then the other one is, okay, show it in threes.
Okay.
I have to tell you that your cards, you have one of the most powerful cards in the deck, and it's called the Goddess of the Unknown. It says, a new chapter of your life is around the corner. Remove fear and embrace the unknown. So your soul is really challenging you. What was your first name again? I'm sorry.
Robin.
Your soul is really challenging you to face fear and, you know, dissolve it or transform it or, you know, move through it. Because it feels like, and I kept getting this when you were talking, I feel like you're going through a spiritual transformation right now. And it's because you've been asking for this. And your other card is the Worthiness card. Know that you deserve to receive good in all ways. Now, those two cards together brings up a prayer that I use all the time. And I'm going to ask, you can write it down and anybody on the call. Show me my highest and best path, better than I could ever imagine.
Okay.
And I have to ask you, are you thinking of a move or a shift or, you know, because since I've been on the call with you, you know, I keep, the repetition is move. Are they nudging you to move or make a move?
No.
All right. Well, I want you to see if something comes up about making a move or making a decision. Because it feels like, again, I feel this energy of fear, and I'm getting chills down my right leg, and that's like confirmation. Even though you're saying no, I'm getting confirmation. Say it to her again. There's a decision, a move you need to make, and don't let fear stop you, because I feel like if you do ask for an undeniable sign or you ask for a repetitive message, you'll get it.
Okay.
Because I'm hearing it's an answered prayer.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. And just before, you know, we go, I want to say your prayer, the Fabulous Four prayer has helped me tremendously. Oh, my goodness.
Isn't it powerful?
Wow, that is truly a miracle prayer.
Yeah. And did you join us for the telemeditation on that?
No, I received it from your I'm on your email list on your
on my blog.
Yeah, on your
so
blog,
if you want, and any of the callers on the call, I did an hour, it's only $15. I did an hour talk and meditation with the Fabulous Four. It's amazing. So it's like a half hour meditation working with the Fabulous Four. And those that don't know about the Fabulous Four, the Fabulous Four is, I used the Fabulous Four when I was going through difficulties with my son, and he was, you know, I felt he was making some changes that I was a little bit afraid about. And I kept putting the Fabulous Four around him. And that was Mary on the right, I'm sorry, Jesus on the right, Mary on the left of him, Archangel Michael behind him, and Archangel Raphael in front of him. And then I had to surrender and ask for divine intervention, divine healing, divine miracles to occur, and then just to hold him in his light. And I had to do this over and over again, and miracles happened. And so I have a prayer on my website under my miracle messages that you can do this for anything. You can do it for healing. You can do it for divine intervention. You can do it for anything. So thank you for sharing that. I really, it's so powerful. It's helped me. I put my divine four around me, and I surrender myself, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes,
wonderful.
Yes.
It's okay. So nice when I hear that the tools are, you know, that's my joy is to, mm-hmm. to share the spiritual tools and messages that I feel that can create healing, transformation, and miracles. So thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. And thank you.
All right.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Wow, I'm still here. That's a miracle, literally, which seems fitting for your show somehow.
You're supposed to be listening.
Yeah, there you go. Let's go to 863. 863, you're live with Karen right now on News for the Soul for a miracle message. What is your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Nicole. My first name is Tomorrow, and I come from Okeechobee, Florida.
Oh.
Hi, Tomorrow.
It's so nice to hear your voice.
It's nice to
hear
your voice.
It's good to hear your voice. So how can we help you?
So how did today's topic support you? Or are you going through shifts and changes?
I'm going through shifts and changes. That's one of the reasons I called. I finally got a computer that I could actually get email. So as soon as I saw the email, I called. I'm working with two old machines. I thought it would be time for a reading, and I'm quite interested in what you have to say. I didn't do one of the things I was supposed to do and didn't realize it until the next day. I lost a very beautiful friend because of it. I was being shown by the angels to take him to the hospital, and I had a doctor's appointment myself. And thought, well, you know, he's smart enough. He'll go to the hospital. But he didn't. He died that night.
Aww.
So I'm feeling really, really still crummy about that because they had shown me that this was something that needed to be done. So I went into a rut for a little while, got depressed for a little while, and now I've dragged myself back out again.
Okay.
And
go ahead.
Trying to move forward and do the task I'm asked to do. Now
okay.
I know that my intuition is on target. That showed me. And when I get a sign, I'm going to act on it immediately.
Wow. So that's the gift and the challenge, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But what a sad challenge. I lost somebody I really love.
Only imagine, but the couple things that are coming through really strong. I do believe, even though it's hard to understand, everything happens for a reason. You cannot, none of us can go back and change the past. And,
no.
You know, it's clear to me, I've worked enough with loved ones that have passed that, you know, they do not hold grudges. They do not say shoulda, woulda, coulda. There's none of that, and I don't feel there's any of that with this gentleman that because of the decision you made. There is a divine plan that plays out on a soul level. We cannot understand it on a human level, and this is a perfect case, an example how things happen that, you know, the humanness in us can choose guilt versus forgiveness, and that sounds like the guilt dropped you into a depression.
It did,
and then
and it took me a while to get out of that and realize it was a choice.
Yeah, and then forgiveness frees us, and So I have to share with you that before you even shared your story, I had already asked for guidance and picked your cards. And you have a very powerful healing card in the deck, probably the most powerful healing card in the deck. It is the Angel of the Healing card. And it says the angels have felt your sadness and have shown up today to send you healing. So I want you, when you finish this call, I want you to sit in the presence of what I'm sure Robin just brought forward, the Fabulous Four, so you could receive this healing and this message. But I'm going to ask you, and if anybody else on the call really needs healing, because I feel like there's a part of you that has definitely done healing around this situation.
Yes.
But you wouldn't be still talking about it if you were healed, okay?
It makes me so sad to even think about it still.
Yeah, and so this here you've brought forth an opportunity. So I'm going to ask you to just visualize it now. And it doesn't, you can put whoever your Fabulous Four is. If you pray to
Saint
Teresa.
I like the Fabulous Four you were just talking
about.
Okay,
perfect.
I was planning when I got off this call to place myself in their hands and just sit and enjoy their energy and their healing.
But also, you know, I put this post and I actually wrote a blog on it, but, you know, it's such a foreign thought, but what if the angels are praying for us? Instead of we're praying to them, what if they're praying for us? That's what I feel around you right now. So when you get off the call, you know, you put the Fabulous Four around you, but your role in order for them to support you is to be willing, you in that moment in time, this is where forgiveness comes in. And again, I'm speaking from a circumstance where I had to really go deep into forgiveness because when I was 40 years old, I for the first time in 20 years, I brought out of my deep, dark closet the truth about choosing to have an abortion when I was like 19 years old. And it came out in a Reiki session when somebody said, oh, my God, did you ever have an abortion? I said, oh, my God, I didn't tell anyone. I was filled with shame, just fear, everything. And so how I was led to forgiveness was to go back to my 18-year-old self and to connect with who I was in that time and how I was feeling. And when I went back to my 18-year-old at that time, I didn't know any better because I was so afraid. I couldn't tell my parents. I was so scared that was the only choice I really thought I had in that moment. And so when you go back to that part of you, you were taking care of yourself. There's nothing wrong with taking care of yourself. You made a choice in that moment to not take him because you thought you didn't know he was going to die. If you knew he was going to die, you wouldn't have made that choice, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So in that moment, you were innocent. You made a choice based on that moment. Now you're ahead to the moment after he dies, and you're beating yourself up for making an innocent choice in that moment. And everybody can relate to something on the call where they made a choice in a moment, and the outcome was not what they expected or wanted. You didn't know he was going to die. So your role when you go to the Fabulous Four is to say, I choose the way, or I show me how to forgive myself. Show me how to have peace within myself, because he has peace with you. It's you that doesn't have peace. So surrender to their support and let them just shower you with healing and unconditional love, so you can bring that unconditional love to yourself. Your other card is the worthiness card. And so you are worthy of forgiveness. You are worthy of peace. You are worthy of better than you could ever imagine.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Your prayer, show me my best task, higher and better, and I
show
couldn't write the rest of it down.
Show me my highest path.
Your high, okay, show me my highest
path. Show me my highest, my overall prayer, my mantra is, show me my highest and best, and the highest and best of all, better than I could ever imagine. And you can say, show me my highest path for my highest and greatest good, and the highest and greatest good of all, better than I could ever imagine. So, you know, I have to say I'm so grateful that you're on the call, and I see how divine order is playing out, that you have the opportunity to heal yourself with peace. Because
it's
remember
time.
What I said, and they're making me repeat this again. You did not make that decision knowing he was going to die.
No, not at all.
Okay. So that's where you find forgiveness and peace.
Well, thank you so very much.
You're so welcome. Blessings.
Have a blessed evening, and thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in. Very excellent
this has
calls
been a
today.
Beautiful night, huh?
Yes, it has. And considering the challenges I was having with the energy connecting, and I'm still here too, it's sort of proof in the pudding of what's coming through here. At this time, actually, I feel guided to ask for kind of a general message for the entire News for the Soul collective, and that just before we wrap up the topic today.
Ah, so you know what I'm feeling, Nicole, is that I feel like to stay focused on your mission, to stay focused on your pure intention, I feel there's something about standing your ground and really staying firm in your beliefs and intentions. And also, the other thing that's coming up is about letting yourself receive and letting News for the Soul receive everything it needs.
So is this are you talking about me or the News for the Soul community?
Oh, I thought you meant for News for the Soul. You mean for the whole
everybody on the call? Yeah, well, not on the call. The whole News for the Soul community goes far beyond this call.
Okay.
The listeners.
Okay. All right, hold on.
Me included. News for the Soul included.
I thought you were asking for that. Okay, let me just take a deep breath. So what, I'm just going to ask the guidance, what does everybody need to know for their highest and greatest good, better than they could ever imagine? How's that? Because we brought up that prayer tonight, okay?
Perfect.
Okay, so everyone on the call, very interesting. Everyone on the call, just place your hands on your heart right now. And I'm going to ask you to invite all your angels, guides, masters, teachers to surround you in a beautiful circle of light. And I'm going to ask you to invite healing into your heart right now. Just imagine that all that energy from your divine spiritual team is sending healing into your heart right now. Because everyone that's gathered here today is being asked to expand in their personal joy. And that you deserve joy in all ways. And ask for healing in your heart that anything that blocks or creates a mask to your joy be healed and removed from your path. And joy is your divine path. Joy is your divine plan. And just think and ask the angels, your guides, masters, teachers. Make a request of something that you want to ask for or be guided to that brings you even more joy. And you know what makes you happy, joyful. And I'm going to ask you to make that wish to the angels right now. Show me more joy in this area of my life. It could be a relationship. It could be your divine purpose. It could be travel, whatever brings you joy. And affirm with me now that I deserve joy from this moment forward. And I choose to open my heart to joy. And so it is. Ah. Okay. I guess that was the message.
There we go. That was beautiful.
It's nice to surrender and to go into that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just felt like there was a, yeah, some sort of collective thing going on there.
Yeah, thank you for inviting that forward.
Very cool. Well, today it was very cool. I'm just looking at the clock here. We've got about, 4 minutes to the top of the hour. So apologies to the remainder of the callers next time, Colin, earlier.
And I want to thank everyone for being on the call and even waiting to call in. I really appreciate everyone being here tonight.
Well, we appreciate you being here, and let's do some shameless self-promotion so people know how they can work with you further.
Okay. Well, first of all, I always welcome everyone to sign up for the newsletter on the website to receive my blog. But even when you sign up for the newsletter, I gift you a free meditation CD that I've done to create abundance and prosperity with the angels. So it's about a 25-minute meditation, guided meditation. And also, I would love to talk about our retreat coming up in the Boston area. It's south of Boston. It's at Glastonbury Abbey. And the retreat is May 1st weekend, Friday night, Saturday and Sunday. It's called the intention is Who Am I, Where Am I Going? A weekend retreat to discover your soul's plan and purpose. We've been doing these retreats for 17 years now, and we do sell out. So make sure you register. There's an early discount of $50, which brings it down to $350, which is an unbelievable price. It's all your meals, lodging, all your workshops. And so that's coming up. And also, I really want to welcome everyone to come to the website, check out my books, but also my 40-day journeys. Those you can do right online, powerful programs, What Would Love Do in the 40-day affair with yourself. One is about What Would Love Do is about transforming your fears into miracles of love. And you receive everything you need, videos, channeled messages, affirmations, questions to reflect on every day in both programs. And the other one is a 40-day affair with yourself. And that's a journey of self-love and owning your magnificence. And, I just welcome anyone to email me. Because I'm shifting with the center, I am going to expand in my teleclasses, telemeditations during the transition. So I encourage you to sign up for the newsletter and be updated on everything. But I just, again, want to thank everyone and just share blessings with everyone. And thank you, Nicole, for offering this wonderful program for people to learn, grow, and transform and heal.
Well, it's my pleasure and honor. And I really appreciate you sharing your story of transition, by the way, because like you said, a lot of people are there. And the more conscious examples leading the path on these interesting times is the more the better. All right. Well, that wraps up our show.
I'll see everybody in a month.
A month from now. Karen, I look forward to that.
All right. Thank you. Blessings, everyone.
Right. You take care. Enjoy the month, and look forward to hearing your updates next month. Thanks, Karen. All the best.
All right. Bye.
Karen can be heard on newsforthesoul.com. That's where her links are right now. And you can find this show and hear it again once it's archived there. All free all the time, like all the shows on newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more in a minute.